This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
11 o'clock hour here in the nation's capital, overtime. DOC on the microphone, heavy metal pushing all the right buttons, and Dr. Holder, who's got a full plate today. As man, the guy is energized with Bunny. Even though he had to give up an hour, he'll still be putting in a lot of work. Dr. Holder, Brother Elmore sends his best. Lim was fantastic. And I know that this is just the start of your day. Which, does it end tonight after the documentary or after the Q&A that you're hosting?
Man, first of all, thanks for having me on, Doc. It never ends, man. It's just to the next assignment, and that's what we love. That's what we love. That's what we love.
Question.
But today's like today. I mean, me, you, Chris, you know, we got into this profession because we like stories. We like storytelling. We like, you know, the reason why the ESPN's 30 for 30s and these documentaries are so cool is because the way people tell stories through video, through audio, through whatever means, the people who get into the business love storytelling. I mean, that's what we do. To our core, we are storytellers. We set the scene, we set the tone, and we tell stories sometimes by ourselves, sometimes with the aid of other people. But in our heart, in our core, we love stories. We love the way games play out. I mean, that's the fun of our business. And whether it's on the East Coast, West Coast, another country, another hemisphere, stories are cool. And this story, the game that changed college basketball, you know, last year with my work with Prince George's Community College, they asked me they had a film festival, Prince George's County Film Festival, and they asked me, because of my sports ties, they asked me if I could go and do the Q&A for this film that they had a community screening for. And so the producer was there, his name was Shaw Mitchell, and one of the players was going to be there, Mo Howard. And so I watched the documentary, and then I did a Q&A with, I learned so much. I remember that game, but it's kind of like, you know, you put that in the whole thing with the Miracle on Ice and all the, there's these documentaries that were, wow, you're just like, when the subject matter is around something that changed the way that everything is done since then, now it's a whole new level of thing. And when you see people in this documentary that show up like Lefty Driesell and John Lucas and Len Elmore, Johnny Holiday's in it, you know, McMillan, all these people, David Thompson, you're like, wow. And to know, like, to know that back in the day that you could have been the number three team in the country and still not get into the tournament because it was like you had to win your conference tournament, and how crazy that was, and how it's now, man, it's cool. It is cool. And to know it was around Maryland and the ACC, and it's just a great storyteller, whether you're from this area or not, to know that you are watching what changed college basketball, the way it's done now, it changed because of that game. Man, that's cool. It's cool for people who like sports, and it's cool for people who went through it, and it's cool. You know, there are documentaries that revolve conflict and death and everything like that, but when you talk about a game that just basically changed the atmosphere of what the game is now, man, that just excites you, whether you're on 2 days rest, 1 day rest, whatever. I'm just excited to watch it again and to see where it goes from here, because we got good filmmakers here. You know, Jimmy Jenkins did that film, It's in the Water, talking about all mm-hmm. the great talent that's come out of Prince George's County. And now this individual's doing, Shaw Mitchell's doing this documentary on this game. It's just cool. The basketball that comes out of here, and the legend and the history of basketball that comes out of this area, you know, Coach Thompson taught us all about that, right? Mm-hmm. It's just him, Gary, Morgan Wooten, all those. I mean, the it's just so legendary in here, good and bad, and the history is just rich. And I'm honored that they want me to, you know, just talk to Len later on today, and McMillan, and, you know, others that were part of that. Johnny's supposed to show up. Walt Williams is coming through. I mean, it's just going to be a night to celebrate basketball and to just reminisce about a game that really did change college basketball.
Yeah,
the title is correct.
You have the Wizard there, and the Crab Five now is really relevant. I mean, they're playing good ball. There's a vibe. You've been there on the floor. It's been the Infinity. You
there
felt
yesterday.
It. Yeah. So that's the beauty of where it's at. Everything is, the timing's right.
Yeah. And to see. Gary there. I mean, Gary Williams does not look 80, Doc. he just doesn't. He doesn't look 80. Stevie Franchise was there. Everybody wanted to come see, you know, because it's a rarity to have a Julian Reese that stays 4 years. It's just a rare. It doesn't happen. And Kevin Willard said it afterwards. It's a rare that you're going to have that. Ever, you know, it's going to be rare to see that in college basketball. Someone that talented that chooses to stay all 4 years. It's just rare. So people kind of knew that was the last time you'll see probably Queen, a lot of seniors. It's not going to look the same. I told you before, Queen's gone. He gone. He's, you know, his stock is going to be so high when he wins Big Ten Freshman of the Year, and whatever they do, I mean, his stock is going to be so high, and he's not going to have another big man to play with. A lot of people, I've talked to Walt after the game and Johnny. Here's the deal with Maryland, Doc. They got a great starting five, and maybe Geronimo coming off the bench, but after that, they have some challenges. So three games and three nights to win the Big Ten, and then whatever happens, that Crab Five is going to have to be very, very savvy to stay on the floor as long as possible, because after that, it becomes a dicey situation, which is kind of cool, kind of exciting, kind of on the edge that the starting five is as strong as it is. But after that, you can't get into big foul trouble because you don't have a tremendous amount of help coming off that bench. And they all
know. It's the unknown. It's the unknown. It's also time for somebody to be a hero. Somebody
Correct.
Gets a chance to step up, or they're out. Because, you know, you're at Maryland. you're supposed to be able to have somebody over there that can ball.
Correct.
I mean, it's just,
and those were the legends of Drew Nicholas and so many others that took game-winning shots. And when the focus was on somebody else, you're right. Somebody
you're just
from Maryland
by byproduct of who you're practicing
up.
Against. Iron right. versus sharp as iron. We're not right. at the beginning of the season. We're there damn near the end of it. So by now, if you were good enough to be out there on the team, you should be good enough to go out to help them win. Or they ain't got a chance.
Correct.
Yeah, they got a chance. No, that's
they're hard though. That's going to be a hard team. That's going to be a hard out.
Yeah,
that's going to be a hard out because the traditional two big men. And I've heard a lot of people that the high low game and the way those two complement one another, freshman and senior. Man, it is a rarity. So as I was telling you, you had your chance to see them at College Park. That was it. That was it. They got the tournament, and then they're on the road. But man, these Turtles are going to be fun to watch. Not just the men, the women too. You know, Brenda.
Yeah.
She.
Whew. Oh yeah.
Brenda, I mean, the tournament, they had that early loss, but that was Michigan. I mean, they were four playing a five. They were four playing a five. That's a tough conference. When that tournament gets ready, Brenda, no one gets the team ready like Brenda does. I mean, you know, you talk about your Dawn Staley's and you talk about your Genos and you talk about the others, man. No one's body of work is more as impressive as Brenda Freeze. So to have both of them Turtles talked about, because you know, sometimes the years are off and the women are talked about more than men. This particular year, the Maryland men and women, along with Mason and along with American and a lot, man, it's going to be fun March, Doc Walker.
Yeah. Well, brother, I can't wait.
March.
We'll be all over it. Good luck tonight. Can't wait to hear the results of that. And stay close, and we appreciate all that you bring to the table. Thank you for your service.
Always appreciate it. All love right. you guys.
That is the number one brother who is on the streets, man. He never sleeps. He's bionic, Dr. Holder. And, of course, doing good work. Love the Terps. He's been boots on the ground. He's been getting the job done. And most appreciative for his efforts. A lot of hoops going on. Puck, it's, you know, I know we spend a lot of time, and rightfully so, on the burgundy and gold, but there's a lot of other things happening, and I'm glad that we're more than just a one-trick pony, as we usually love to be, because let's face it, we like what we like, but there's a lot going on right now, and I like that a lot, I really do, because we're not faking it. I mean, it's real. Who would have thought any other time that LeBron goes kind of after Stephen A. Smith? That could have dominated 3 hours. It had its moment, but eh. People moved on, and people love anything that LeBron does. Do you think LeBron gets picked on, Metal? Do you think LeBron...
You mean like in the press and stuff?
Do you think he gets picked on? Did you see... Sabal sent me a photo shot where it looks like he flops. And the brother just too big and strong to look like he flops. He should never do that. Because even if you tried to hit him, you know, there's no way. I'll send it to you. There's just no way. He just, I like the dude. The Stephen A. thing, I don't get. Because if he really wanted to address that, you know, that happens to if you got his phone number. I think there was a little more to that.
Again, I think he'd kind of just whatever. And then, like, again, it's one of those things where, like, you see somebody post something online or something that's like about you, and then you like see that person in person, and you're like, oh yeah, like you're just kind of mad at. You're like, I remember what you were just saying the other day. You know, whatever. Like, I can see that happening. Yeah. He had the moment kind of thing. Yeah. Not
man,
his kid,
you
I get it.
You got your son paid, man. You know.
I don't think he gets overly criticized. I mean, look, man, when you're one of the biggest stars in any sports league, you're gonna have a lot of eyes on you, you know. And I think that just kind of comes with the territory. I think he's used to that, though. I mean, he came in the league out of high school with very high expectations, and Now he's the all-time NBA leading scorer and won a bunch
of championships. Yeah, I get all that, but you don't go tell a man who does debate talk TV to keep somebody's name out of his mouth. When you put your kid in that position, it's pro ball. I think if he could redo that one, I think he'd pull it back.
I mean, I'll also say, though, like, LeBron's kid, Bronny, gets way more attention than other players of that skill level. You don't hear about the bench players on the Wizards getting drilled by Stephen A. Smith on national television. You don't hear about the bench players on any other team really getting, you know, that kind of treatment. And I can see why he'd be frustrated.
Royalty has advantages, man. We know that.
I hear you. But it makes it a little different for him, too. So I get it.
But the question is, should Pops have done that? Shouldn't he know better?
Like I said, I don't think it was that bad. If he had started pushing him or being like physical in some way like that, I think it would have been different. But it doesn't really bother me that much.
But was he wrong? If somebody says your son's not that good, he's not that good. You know he's not that good as his dad.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I don't think it's bad for a dad to stick up for your kid anyway. I mean, he got him the job in the first place. Should just stop sticking up for him all of a sudden?
Like, well, stick up for a guy you paying that. You got what, do you get? $12 million?
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, I can get it. As a dad, I get it. I don't know.
He can be wrong. You can be wrong as a dad, too. Just because you're dad don't mean you can't be wrong.
Sure.
I just think that it's not like you don't have the man's number. You got the man's phone number. If that's what you wanted to see, keep his man. If the kid's not playing well, and you know he's not playing well, you know the kid's struggling, he's not the first person that's been given a position. And we know how that works in this country.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of talk lately, too, about ESPN in particular only covering certain teams and things. And I think maybe some of that has to do with that. So
popularity. Who the teams want to hear about?
You know, what's
Milwaukee been getting stiffed. The Packers had to be the best team in football to get covered. And they were.
Sure.
And that's why they went to Title Town. Otherwise... Now, again, when the Vikings, the Purple People Eaters, they were in first place. When you're in a bad environment, you have to be really good, and then everybody will come cover you.
Well, maybe, but even when you're bad, though, they're going to cover the Lakers and the Knicks because the markets are so big. I mean, that's kind of the difference. You know,
They don't cover them like they can cover them. Look at this, though.
The Cavs and Oklahoma City Thunder are both very good this season. They're getting no coverage. They get no coverage on ESPN compared to the Lakers and the Knicks.
They're getting the raw deal. They're getting a raw deal.
Sure.
But that will pick up when the playoffs start.
I hope you're right, and because that may or may not be true. We'll see.
Well... Remember when Tampa Bay? I remember when Tampa Bay jumped the broom, and they were good enough to where you got to be good. You win in the playoffs, and everybody will start following you. But you got to win. I remember the Dolphins, and they were talking about the uniform, the color, the teal. What is color is that? Then when they 16-0, 14-15-0, you start to learn real quick what the color is. It's winning. I just think LeBron, I think he could have done without that. Keep my son's name out your mouth. Dude, I'm in the media. If the kid's shooting air balls, am I not supposed to say he shot an air ball?
I guess, but like I said, I just...
No, you say you guess.
I don't know.
It's either right or wrong. It's not a guess.
The way you're looking at it, though, it's not like his son is the star player on the team missing a clutch three at the end of a game. Like, that's not what happens here. This is a kid that's still trying to develop, and the only reason we even know his name is because of his dad, you know?
Right. Well, his dad should understand that. What's the problem?
I mean, I don't know. I can understand a dad want to stick up for his son when you're just like, yo, man, go pick on someone else. Because that's all Stephen A. Smith does, talk trash, you know?
I guess this is why talk radio exists and why debates irrelevant, and why those formats now have, is there anybody that mans one of those formats on TV that's not a millionaire? So then it's working because it generates conversation. People want to have an opinion about it. Some people go, I like the fact that Bronny can handle it. If Bronny couldn't handle it, he's a different, wired differently, I'd be concerned. Bronny, I think he's good with it. I think he understands it. I can't wait to see his brother, his little brother come out. I heard he's a beast. And yeah, I can't wait to see that. But, you know, a lot of pressure. Everybody says they want to be, you want to be Michael Jordan's kid? And every time somebody sees you with a basketball, they expect you to be like your dad? I wouldn't. To break we go. It's 119 in the nation's capital. Stay with us. Overtime. DOC on the microphone. Heavy metal. And Jerome out in Myrtle Beach. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, nice talking to you again, Doc. It's been a couple years since I called in, but what has me calling in today for you is I want to pose a question to you that's been on my mind a little bit, watching the NBA and the three-point barrage that's going on. With your vast knowledge and network of NBA personnel and players, have you heard of any idea of granting two shots on a made field goal by being fouled instead of one to try to clear that up?
I haven't heard that.
What do you think about that?
Two shots.
Yep, instead of one. So a four-point play instead of a three-point play.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, I've almost got a headache over trying to figure this out because I know at this point you can't take the three-point stripe out. Can you extend the corners? Can you take the corner three out? Maybe. Am I glad that it's in? Yeah, I kind of, because Steph, as much as you don't have to take it. You can build, like the Lakers have found a way to defend off people who take bad threes. I don't count it winning until you can win a championship with it. The Celtics have found a way to be champions with the three, shooting the three, and playing their style of ball.
Right.
With and so that's the only thing to me that kind of has me leaning towards it. They're the only people I've seen. Well, you know, Golden State did it with shooters and the greatest guy. But the Celtics are the only people I've seen win a championship with it as a team. So I'm still in the evaluation mode over now. It's never going back the way it was. I remember when it was the bully ball inside and big, we were bitching about that. We've always right. got something we don't like about it. I don't want to sound like we loved it then because I didn't love it then. That we were complaining about things then. So we got to try to find a way. Is there a medium to it? I just want them to play hard. They play hard. I can take the game as it is now. I just don't understand how little they play in games now. And as I grew up, people played endless. Now, granted, we were a lot younger. But people played hoops forever. Now that we're paying, they were broke. I call it the wet Levi's walking 2 miles home period of your life. And now I'm paying you millions and I can't get you to show up. I'm confused. Right. I'm just confused. Appreciate your phone call, though.
Thank you.
Jonesy, you are next. Welcome to Overtime.
Good morning, Doc. How you
K-9.
Doing?
It's all good. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go back to the Bronny and James thing. My thing is this.
Okay.
You don't bring light onto yourself, even if somebody like Stephen A. talks about you.
Yeah.
My thing is, everybody getting so deep into your feelings, you got to understand the money you make. And then on top of that, the money that you bought in for your son, because let's be honest. If you don't have it by now, I would. The question comes about being said, will you ever have it?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, now you don't put a target on your back.
Yep.
You know, a guilt. Right after the point in time that you said you was the best player in the world. You see, the beauty about the Michael Jordan and LeBron argument is this to me, and it always will be. LeBron had to say he was the best in the world. Mike just came out there and showed you that he was the best in the world. And then he, when that same question was posed to him before LeBron even came in the league, he posed the question back to the media saying, okay, they say I'm the best in the world. Well, what do they say? I don't have to tell you I'm the best in the world. I'm going to show you night in and night out I'm the best. But what do they say, though? He posed the question right back to the media. Thought it was the most brave thing a man could ever do. And that's why I respect him even more. Moving along, I'm just saying, man, don't put a target on your back. That way, because now you've given, you validated Mike, Stephen A. to come after you even more week in and week out now. And he's going to do that.
I tend to agree with you. And to that, we're going to break. Sir. Mitchell, Toothpick, right. Bay, Nicholas, Big Tony, guys, hang in there. We'll be with you after the break. Closing out, we're going out in style, canine style. Let's go to Toothpick in Texas.
Hey, what's good, Doc?
Hey, Pick, hey, man, just closing out in style.
Yes, sir. Listen, Doc, all thing I know is this. It's for the first time in a long time, it's Adam Peters' season. We got a GM that we can trust that's going to get this franchise going in the right direction and bring in some playmakers and some people that's going to help this team win. They wasn't happy with the way that the season ended, so it's time to cook and improve this squad right here. So, Doc, I know you got a lot of calls. I'll get with you later.
Appreciate that, man. It's right. Time to move forward, get better, and not celebrate the success that's over. Let's go to Mitchell in New Jersey. Welcome home, Mitchell.
How's it going, Doc?
It's going good.
This is daylight saving time. They should do away with it. My cat gets me up early every morning, like 4 o'clock. He starts chirping, running to bed. Anyway, I got up early on Sundays. After I take my grandson to his little gym class. He's 2.5.
Well,
then I put you on, drive him around, get him to sleep. But I think he's up now. You've had a lot of calls, so I guess kind of partially blame to that. But anyway, with the Bronny, I think he's got some ability. I think the Lakers are making a mistake by not playing him more. I know he's not Kendrick Griffey Jr. here, but let's see what he's got. And his brother, younger brother, I guess LeBron will, if he's still playing, which I think he will, he'll put a referee not to draft his son, Bryson, only the Lakers. So he'll be playing with his two sons. And maybe you have more, but you got to play them. It's catch 22.
Yeah, so, I have no, like I say, I don't pay any attention because if it wasn't his kid, he wouldn't be on that team. And so, but
well, you should say
I'm glad that he can do it because he's in a position to do it. And he's not the only one that does. Appreciate it. Percival's our next stop. Nicholas, thanks. What's up?
Hey, Doc. Hey, Heavy Metal. You remember a while back, Governor Youngkin tried to lure the Caps and the Wizards, I guess, to move across the river to a new arena.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want Youngkin to die on that idea. I think we could get an AHL size arena and maybe become an affiliate of a team that doesn't have one right now, and that would be the Carolina Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Maybe Youngkin and Alliances can get together or some other investors and explore possibilities. And a good part of that would be the youth hockey would benefit. And right now I'm not seeing any kind of – I don't know what's going on in D.C. and in the Prince George's County and all that with hockey. But I think, you know, a lot of these kids that are smaller size, they can't make the basketball team, and you know they're not big enough for football. You know, you're 5'11", 180-pound kids. That's a perfect size for a hockey player. So I'd like to see more black kids in hockey, and if we could get like more of it, to bus them over to a new arena, and you know, use it in that way, and get people excited about hockey because it's a great sport. And
it is, but again, facilities. Yes, I mean, sir. even in areas where money's not a problem, if there's no rink, you can be a millionaire, you still got to drive 45 minutes to a rink.
That's right.
So it's not the social or the economically deprived. It's about having a facility. And you're right. So there should be, for these things, for the sport to grow, have got to be in places that you may have to be mandated through city government, so that they're placed there without it being a for profit. But just because it's like a school, because it's a necessary part of development. Athletics is a natural part of development.
That's true. And until that happens, you've got to have another place. Because where I grew up when I was in high school, we didn't have hockey. And you had to drive. You had some money, you could bus, drive your kid 30 miles to the rink and buy all the equipment.
Same thing for tennis.
Yeah, right.
Golf. Tennis. A lot of people didn't have a course, didn't even know what it was, didn't even play because they weren't afforded that. That's something we can all work on. You make a great point, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, you nailed it. A lot of things, Nick out in Percival, we can talk about issues, solving problems, and sports is a great way to do that, just like the swimming pool. A lot of us had to walk a long way to get to a public swimming pool, if that. So these people have these gifts, architectural gifts and cerebral sense, planning in that, that makes a difference for all of us. Everybody can win. Coming up, boy, the Big South Championship. Winthrop, the Eagles, and the High Point Panthers coming down the road. It's going to get funky. Competition, that's what we like, man. Going after it. Heavy metal, once again, brother, you perform at an Academy Award level. And I love it, man. It's always a thrill, man. God bless all of you.